recognize the 2017 Fire Prevention Poster Contest winners.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. Every year, the Portland Fire and Rescue's Prevention Division sponsors a poster contest, and we're here today to recognize the winners of those poster contests on fire prevention, and I'll turn it over to our Fire Marshal, Nate Takara.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Nate Takara. I'm the Fire Marshal for Portland Fire and Rescue. Thank you very much for having us here today, giving us the time to talk about our fire prevention programs. When Chief Meyer started his job as a fire chief 18 months ago, one of the visions he had for Portland Fire and Rescue is to make it a world-class organization. To make it a world-class organization, one of the things we had to do was reduce our fire deaths to zero. Currently, we've had 162 consecutive days without a fire death in Portland. Fire prevention is centered around these five important elements: public education, code enforcement, engineering, economic incentives, and emergency operations. This morning, I would like to speak about our public education programs. First, I'd like to introduce your newly adopted public education team member, Sparky, the fire dog. Sparky is the NFPA, or National Fire Protection Association's, official mascot since 1951. He's been on job for 67 years, and in dog years, that would make it 469 years. His dogged determination has been credited to help reducing fire loss and fire-related injuries across the country. Sparky has been instrumental in numerous fire prevention campaigns, such as Stop, Drop, and Roll, Get Out, Stay Out, Dial 911, and this in this current year's theme, Every Seconds Count, Plan Two Ways Out. We've already put Sparky to work. He's been in our Veterans Day Parade. He's visited numerous elementary schools, and during the holiday seasons, he was at the Oregon Burn Center visiting it with children. We're excited to having Sparky to be part of our team. We're confident he will be able to connect with our children and continue passing on our important fire safety messages. Sparky. So Kim Kozmos, just to my right, she's a senior fire inspector who leads the public education program. She'll be talking about the culling contest, the annual fire prevention culling contest.
Hello, I'm Kim Kozmos, and as Nate said, I'm in charge of the public education program. And for this year's culling contest, the items that we had for the contest taught the students how to the importance of topics like not playing with matches, having working smoke alarms in their home, and planning an emergency evacuation plan with their family. The students, they submitted their artwork, and majority of them expressed the importance of having smoke alarms and having an emergency exit plan. And today we have our two top winners from the contest this year in attendance. And let's see, the runner-up, we have Elva McGinnis Patterson. She's the first place winner. The grand prize winner is Percy Nolan.
Colleagues, let's suspend the rules.
And we have their artwork. It's been framed for them, so we'll share that with you guys, too.
That's great.
So, grand prize winner and the first place runner-up.
Those are fantastic.
Yeah, those are great.
Those are beautiful, kids.
Yeah, good work.
Nicely
good work.
Done.
Yeah.
Colleagues, let's
thank you.
Can we get a picture with the kids? Is that all right with the parents?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. It's a great program. Thank you so much. Colleagues, with your agreement, we also have a member of the public here for item number 16 on the consent agenda. Could you call item 16? Wait, 16 and wasn't called,
right?
No.
16's already been approved. You said item 16, correct? 1-6? It's already done.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Right.
Please call items 7 and 8 together.